أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Huzur says that the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that during the trials you happen to witness the special impact and the miracles of the acceptance of the prayers. And the truth of the matter is that our God is recognized through prayers. This is the most important fundamental thing, the depth of which a Muslim should try to understand the depth of the meaning in it. Without prayers and without submitting to Allah Almighty, the claim of having a faith is futile. This is what said by the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that our God is recognized through the acceptance of prayer. This is the high point of an Ahmadi nowadays, and it should always be there, not only during the trials but also in those periods of relaxation and prosperity and happiness. They should always be submitting to Allah Almighty, and they should always submit to that and believe Him to be the source of all the strength and blessing. And the fear of that God should be having in their hearts, and those people are to be called the true Muslims and the true believers. And when there are situations of trial, then more than ever before their faith is strengthened. And this is what all the believers do. And strengthening their faith, not only they go on furthering doing it, but they go by leaps and bounds and running towards the further strength of their faith. And in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they become all the more ready for that. And all temporary trials and stumblings, they do not weaken their steps or cause them to dwindle. But because of these impediments and problems, they rather increase in their faith. So this is actually the revolution which the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has created in Ahmadis. And as long as we are going to remain in this condition with steadfastness, then we will be able to absorb further and more blessings of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that the prayer and its and between the timing of its acceptance during this period, Sometimes there are trials upon trials which come the way of the believers, and there are such trials which are really like breaking their backs. But those people who are inclined towards the right path, and they always are steadfast, and they smell the fragrance of the acceptance of their prayer by their Lord during this period, and they see with the deep insight that after that the help of Allah comes. And actually in this trial there is a secret point that one is more inclined towards prayer and more keen in prayer, and as long as the trial intensifies, the same is the level of the increase of one's commitment and devotion to prayer. And this is one of the ways, one of the causes of the acceptance of prayer. Therefore no one should ever lose heart, and one should not be despair at all, and no one should have any bad feeling about God Almighty regarding the acceptance of prayer. One should never think that my prayer is not going to be heard by Allah, or it's not heard or accepted by Allah. If they do so, then they deny this attribute of Allah Almighty, that He is the one who accepts the prayer. Huzur says that as I have just mentioned, and I presented and the extract that I presented from the Promised Messiah, it is clear that this is the quality of a true Ahmadi, that he is always submitting to Allah Almighty. And after these temporary trials, then Allah Almighty further polishes his faith. With this reference, I would like to say that nowadays in some countries of the world, there seems to be a campaign of making the life difficult for Ahmadis. Directly or indirectly, they are planning to tease the Ahmadis and to put them into difficult situation. This is actually the fire of jealousy which has prompted these groups of people or the governments to take such steps like that. And this fire of jealousy is something which was very strong during the time of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, from within, from the own Muslims and also from the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims, they did it in that way because during the time of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, when they saw the progress of Islam, they could not digest it and could not take it. They didn't like that the progress of Islam and the prevalence should be there. And the Muslims, because of the some of the Muslim leaders, because their own authorities and their own followers might be in danger, and maybe their own followers, they leave them. So in order to save them from going away, they had to sometimes submit to even to non-Muslims, and they did not dislike it. Allah Almighty give them the wisdom and have mercy upon these people, that sometimes these Muslims, by doing such things, they actually are causing themselves damage. And that is just because they say that we have to oppose Ahmadiyyat. The decree of Allah Almighty, if they are planning to fight with that one, they are going to be perish themselves. Therefore, out of sympathy for these people, because these people are also reciting Kalima, we have to pray for these people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, announcing the advent, his advent, he mentioned that that he is the one which is mentioned in Wa Akharina Minhum Lamma Yalhaqu Bihim, among the people of the latter days, that Allah Almighty also mentioned Wa Huwal Azizul Hakim, and Allah Almighty has mentioned that the one who has sent him is myself, who is Aziz and Hakim, the mighty and the wise. Allah Almighty is dominant, and no one else is there who can stop what Allah Almighty plans to do. And He is Hakim, He is full of wisdom, He is wise, and He has decided that these pearls of the wisdom of the teachings of Islam, they are now only to be obtained through following this promised Messiah. And therefore, when we have to give this message, and in order to be saved from the jealousy of the opponents and to be successful in our mission, we are badly in need of prayers. One side is that in those countries where the Muslims are having a difficult time, they should have the firm steadfastness and they should pray to Allah Almighty. They should show steadfastness and pray to Allah Almighty in such a way, and they should submit to Allah in such a way that very soon Allah Almighty shows them the acceptance of the prayer and the victories. And those Ahmadis, in Ahmadis, those who are not being subjected to this direct opposition of Ahmadiyyat, they should pray for their brothers in other countries. Because this is the grace of the mu'min, a believer, that they are all like parts of the same body. If one part suffers, one limb of the body suffers, then the other limbs of the body, they also suffer along with that. So, whenever any brother, any Ahmadi brother is in difficulty, rather the heart of the Ahmadi is so sensitive, and it should be like that, that whenever anybody is in a problem or in a difficult situation, then they should be have a sympathetic feeling for that. So therefore all Ahmadis with great compassion in their hearts, they should pray that they should be coming out of this period of trial and they're being successful. Then I'm sure that definitely Allah Almighty, who always accepts the prayer, He will listen to our prayers and accept our prayers, and He will remove the difficulties and the problems of our Ahmadi brothers who are in difficulty. The Ahmadis feel that these difficulties and these impediments which they are creating in the way of the progress of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, they feel that actually they should think that if these are the thing, this Ahmadiyyat has been the doing of a human being, then for the last more than 100 years, the oppositions that we are facing and the winds of opposition are blowing, they could have wiped away and finished with the community long ago. Who is the Ahmadi who doesn't know that in Pakistan, the opposition of the Jamaat has given us more progress and more prosperity in Pakistan. And with a greater pace, the Ahmadiyya community has moved forward in Pakistan because of this persecution. So therefore, we have never had any worry about that, and nor we should have, that these oppositions, they are going to stop our way towards progress. Nowadays, once again in Pakistan, it appears that this old opposition has again waking up, and mild type of opposition have been there, but now there is some more strength coming into it. Wherever they find the opportunity, the Ahmadis are drawn into false litigation. During the last few days, a 13-year boy in Ahmadi boy was a case was registered against him, that the allegation was that he beat a mullah. And while the relatives of that person who actually suffered this alleged beating, they oppose that, they deny that. And the allegation was that he beat him so much that he was admitted into hospital. That is to say that a 13-year boy can beat a well-built mullah, and he was subjected to that one, and he did not show any reaction to that one. What a strange thing is that. The purpose of this type of campaign is that the new generation should be terrified so much that they, even if they remain Ahmadis, but they should not be very active as such. And these opponents, they think that if by stopping the permission of the holding of our Jalsa Salana and other Tarbiti programs which used to be there in Rabwa, as if they have made us inactive. And the new generation of Ahmadis would perhaps, according to their understanding, would be drifting back, and if they put some more weight on it and do some more persecution, then these people who are really blind of faith, they do not know that those lamps which are lit up by God Almighty, they cannot be extinguished with their blows of their mouth. The letters which I receive from Pakistan, Ahmadis from Pakistan, the young people who are actually saturated with their complete dedication and love of Ahmadiyyat, that is a proof of the fact that these people are ready to sacrifice their wealth and life and honor for the sake of Khilafat Ahmadiyya, and they are ready for this sacrifice each and every moment. They are offering the sacrifices, and they would continue to offer these sacrifices. And the enemy would never be able to weaken our steps. So therefore, those people who have got firm link with the institution of Khilafat, and because of their link with the promised Messiah, and because of the link with the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they also have the link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the one who takes the people to God. So those people who have their link with God Almighty and they have firm faith in Allah, how can these threatening slogans of these people can intimidate these people? So therefore Huzur says, I address to these young people, you go on strengthening your faith in Allah, because this is actually the grace of a young Ahmadi Muslim, and this is an Ahmadi, the grace of an Ahmadi, this is the grace of an Ahmadi lady, and this is the grace of an Ahmadi young boy. Therefore, similarly Huzur says, in India, in those areas where Muslims are in large number, the mullahs are now trying to torture the Ahmadis, and these people are putting this, giving them the torture in the name of Islam, while they themselves do not know any kalima, nor they can offer the salat, nor read the Holy Quran. Just they are saying that the Ahmadi Muslims, they are not Muslims. Our missionaries and mullahs, the teachers, they are being threatened. But as I have said, that the role of an Ahmadi is, the duty of an Ahmadi is that they should continue doing, performing their duties and doing their work, and they should never ever be intimidated by these things, and they should defend all these things by submitting to Allah Almighty all the time in prayer. Allah Almighty may keep all the people in His protection, and these opponents, and Hazur says that this opposition is nowadays increasing because of this reason, that actually the fire of jealousy in their hearts is compelling them to do so. The background was that after the demise of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, now the institution of Khilafat is just going to complete its 100 years. And according to them, they say that these people whom we considered that we have gathered to finish these people, now they are thinking of celebrating the celebrations of the centenary of Khilafat Ahmadiyya. So therefore, these oppositions, Huzur says, are actually giving us the proof that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, by the grace of Allah, is moving forward towards progress. For the last few years in Indonesia, we have seen that the opposition is also getting very strong there. The Ahmadi homes have been looted, and they have been damaged, and some put on fire, and they have also put certain mosques on fire, and the mosques were also demolished, and the government was under the pressure of the mullah and supported them, and in some provinces the government might have liked those mullahs where this trouble is more than other places. Zur says, anyway, for the last such a long time, these opposition against the Jamaat, looking at these oppositions, and in spite of the fact that we have been inviting their attention of the government, now the central government has decided to decide this matter, and a sort of agreement was agreed, and the news of that came into the newspaper. Some parts of that was taken and others were left out, and the result was that the full message was not very clear. And this point I have already mentioned in one of my previous sermon. So this newspaper, in whatever form it came in the press, it also came on the internet. Maybe that after listening to my comment in the sermon, those Ahmadis who have not gone, those who have not the full knowledge of the thing, some of the Ahmadis, some Ahmadis have written to me that in order to finish with this problem, even if we have to, even if we have to agree to certain points, that would be okay. Maybe they are not fully aware of the situation, and just by way of example, some of them they wrote in this way that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, the pact of Hudaybiyah, he agreed that the word Rasulullah could be removed. The first thing is that who removed that? He removed himself. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu denied. He said, "No, my master, it is not possible for me to do that." At this point, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where this word Rasulullah was written, he saw it and he removed it with his own hand. And he said that these non-believers with whom this pact is being done, they do not believe me, the Prophet of Allah, therefore it has to be removed from there. But those people who believed him to be the Prophet of Allah, they, of course, they did not do like that. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also understanding their feelings, did not compel him to do that. So therefore, it is not our job that we should be showing any leniency in this matter or weakness of faith in this matter in order to please these people, and we should not be doing anything which is in a way degrading the status of this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi salatu wasalam, we believe him the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, and he this is his right position, and other than that there is nothing that we can do. And the beauty of our faith, and that lies in the fact that we are a member of the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, believing him to be the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, who has made the distinction between light and darkness. And our point and our claim is that in this age of darkness, this is the promised Messiah and Mahdi, who has explained to us the real meaning and significance of Kalima Tayyibah. And he has filled our heart with the full understanding and light of this Kalima. It is he who has done it. And he is the one who has shown us the ways of getting closer to Allah Almighty. And he is the one, the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, the greatest lover of the promised Messiah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the one who has taught us the ways of the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How is it possible that this promised Messiah, whose name was given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he called him like our Mahdi, Mahdiyana, how is it possible that because of some pressure from the government or from the mullah, we should stop calling him the Masih and Mahdi? Is it possible? Those signs which were to accompany with the advent of the promised Messiah, they have already come true. They are all present there, and all the requirements of the times have also been fulfilled. So, having seen all these things, just under the pressure or the fear of other people, that should we say that although the promised Messiah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given the name of Messiah to this one, just to please the world, in spite of the fact that we are from among his followers, we should give him some different name. How is it possible? And those people who are giving us this difficult time, you should not be doing any, you know, opposition of us, oppose us. After having seen the signs of the sun and moon eclipse, instead of applying in case of the Messiah and Mahdi, should we be applying it to somebody else? This would be, God forbid, like denying the verdict and the sign shown by Allah Almighty. Is it possible that these signs of the Quran and the prophecies which Allah Almighty showed in this age and time of the promised Messiah, should we deny that? Is it possible that on one side we do his bath and we believe him to be the chosen person of Allah, and on the other side we believe his revelation to be wrong, in which Allah Almighty gave him the glad tiding that innal masih al maud allazi yarkubunahu wal mahdi al masud allazi yantazirunahu huwa anta. That the meaning is that this promised Messiah and Mahdi Maud, whom these people are waiting, that is you. This is what Allah Almighty said. And then Allah says that you should not be from among those people who doubt about it. Zohar says that in all these things, just looking at some easy way out, just to please the people, can these people be, if they do so, can they are they worthy to be called Ahmadis? So the denial of Masih and Mahdi is actually denial of Ahmadiyyat, and this is something which no true Ahmadi can ever tolerate. As the newspaper has published this agreement between the government and the Ahmadis as the twisted report that was given, from this the non-Ahmadi, the Lahori or the Peghami Ahmadis, they are also raising a hue and cry. And these people have also awakened, and they have given the news as if the Ahmadis have changed in their point of view and in their stance. And the objective was that to say that actually we have got the victory and we have won the case. And these now, the Ahmadis have also accepted, God forbid, that the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is not the prophet, but he is just the mujaddid and a reformer. The first thing is, Huzur says that those member of the Ahmadiyya administration in Indonesia, the people who went to go and discuss this matter with the government officials, they did not have the shadow of doubt that we do not believe the promised Messiah as the promised Masih and Imam Mahdi. And never ever an Ahmadi can ever think about that. By the grace of Allah, the Indonesian Jamaat, because of their devotion and commitment, they are very, mashallah, strong Jamaat. And they are from the first ranking Jamaat in the world. And the sacrifices of their life and the wealth which they are offering for the sake of Ahmadiyyat, they are the glaring proof of the fact that they are true Ahmadis. So this is also a false allegation against the Indonesian Jamaat. And it would be a great allegation if we say that for the time they showed relaxation and weakness. The wording was not very clear and there were certain clauses in it. By agreeing to that one, this does not mean that any Ahmadi has budged from his position and weakened in his position. And there is no allegation against any Ahmadi in Indonesia that they have shown weakness in their faith. And they have expressed this very thing to me. In their letters as well they have mentioned. Because clearly the wording of the Masih and Mahdi was not clearly written there. Therefore, these people of the newspaper, they found the opportunity to twist it in a different way and printed the news in such a way which is never ever in the mind and heart of any Ahmadi at all. But anyway, the Peghami people, they picked up this news and then blew it out of proportion. And when I explained this in the last sermon, and the newspaper also published the same statement in their newspaper, and this was a good thing on their part that they published our statement, but still the insistence of Peghamis to say, and also calling our press section here that it is not yet very clear, they should do something more, it is just an ugly attempt on their part. And Zohar says that whatever we wanted to say, that we have said. And today, once again, I am mentioning it once again, so that the Peghami and the non-Mubayins who did not have the initiation of Khilafat, I would say that look at the prophecies of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and look at the revelation of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then you analyze for yourself that the point of view that we have regarding the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, because of that point of view that you have about the Promised Messiah, have you progressed because of that? Those who consider the Anjuman greater than the Khilafat, have you been able to further the cause of Islam anywhere? Or have you been able to establish Ahmadiyyat in any country? Or this honor has come to the lot of those people who believe the Promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani as the Promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, and those who believe the institution of Khilafat as the right, the true institution, and those who have pledged their initiation at the hand of the Khalifa. And they have actually, by the grace of Allah, sent their message to 189 countries of the world and established it there. What have you done as compared to that one? Is this practical verdict of Allah Almighty not a clear proof that they are right? The help of Allah Almighty is not with those who believe just Him, believe the Promised Messiah to be reformer. So, by God, I ask you that you change your attitude and you print His books, the books of the Promised Messiah, you read it, you are, God enable you to understand that message which is written in therein. Then open up the Quran. And what Allah Almighty says about these people, that they believe, they want to believe on some part and disbelieve on the other. In one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, that to make revelation, make a prophecy after getting the information from Allah Almighty, this is something which is given by Allah Almighty, and through that the matters of unseen are disclosed. And while I have seen the blessings of Allah Almighty and the prophecies, so then how can I deny myself that the word Nabi and Rasul is used about me? And when Allah Almighty has given me these names, that how is it possible that I can reject that, or I should be afraid of anybody else? I swear in the name of Allah who has sent me, and to attribute anything is the path of the disgraced people, that He is the one who has sent me as the Promised Messiah. And as I believe in the verses of the Holy Quran, the same, without any difference of an iota, I also believe on this very clear revelation from Allah Almighty which I have received. The truth of that has been made clear to me through His repeated signs. and I can stand in the Baitullah, in the house of Allah, and I can swear in the name of Allah that that pure revelation which is revealed upon me, that is actually the words of the same Allah who spoke to Hazrat Musa and to Hazrat Isa and finally to Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He revealed his message upon all these people. For me, the earth bore witness and the heaven also bore witness. And similarly, the heaven also became the witness and the earth also said that I am the Khalifatullah. And it was necessary that some people would deny that. So those people whose hearts are closed, they don't believe me. But I am sure that Allah Almighty is going to help me as He has always been helping His messengers. There is no one who can stand against me, because they do not have the support of Allah. And wherever I have denied the Risalat and the Nubuwat, that is always in the meaning that I am not a prophet in independently bringing a new law. And but in this meaning that I have got all the blessings from my leader and my the prophet. And through him, I have been given this knowledge of the unseen. And in that respect, I am definitely a prophet and a messenger, but without a new Sharia and without a new law. And in this way, I have never ever denied that. And in this very meaning is actually, Allah Almighty has called me the Nabi and Rasul. So therefore, once again, at this time, I do not deny that I am a prophet and a messenger in this very explanation that I have given. Hazur says that after this very clear statement, is there any doubt which could be there in the minds of anyone? The Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after the revelation, he declared his position and made it very clear that I say to these people who have gone astray from the right path that you come and also join in creating this revolution in the world. Allah Almighty, who has appointed Mirza Ghulam Ahmad as the promised Messiah and Mahdi and a subordinate prophet, and that Masih and Mahdi as a following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it was destined that he would be spreading the message of Islam to the corners of the earth, and he did so, who was told in very clear terms that in spite of all these oppositions, I am going to cause thy message to reach the corners of the earth. Today, only those people are able to witness this fulfillment of this promise, those who believe him to be the prophet and those who are attached to the institution of Khilafat. This message through the electronic media, this message is going to the far end of the world. So today is the day of the victory of those people and those who believe that he is the promised Messiah and Mahdi. And Allah Almighty is showing them the miracles of the acceptance and progress of Ahmadiyyat today. And there is no power in earth who can stop that. And this statement of Allah Almighty that I shall cause thy message to the corners of the earth, there is also a message for us that that there would be some difficulties in this path, and the opposition, the winds of opposition will blow, and from right and left there will be flames of fire will be there. The governments will also create some obstructions. But Allah Almighty says that I, who is mighty, Aziz and Hakim and wise God, that I give you the consolation that, O followers of the promised Messiah, I give the consolation to you and to your followers that you are from me and you are struggling to spread my message. Therefore, I have made up my mind, I have decided for all times that my support and my help will always be with you, and I will make sure that I will cause thy message to the corners of the earth. On one occasion, in order to support him and to give him the strength, Allah Almighty says that لا تخف إنني معك وما أنت مني بمنزلة لا يعلمها الخلق وجدتك ما وجدتك إني مهين من أراد إهانتك وإني مهين من أراد إهانتك أنت مني وسرك وَسِرُّكَ سِرِّي وَأَنْتَ مُرَادِي وَمَائِي أَنْتَ وَجِيهٌ فِي حَضْرَتِي اِخْتَرْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. The meaning of that is that don't be afraid. I am with you and I walk along with you. You have got that position in my eyes which is not known to other people. I have found you. Whatever I have found you, anyone who is going to disgrace you, I am going to disgrace that one. And who is going to, whosoever is going to help you, I will be his helper as well. You are mine and your secret is my secret. And you are always with me and I am with you. And you are glorified in my presence. And you are the one whom I have chosen. So that one who was given this wording of consolation by Allah Almighty and made his position very clear. And Allah Almighty also supported, gave the promise of support to those who are going to support him and to disgrace those people who are going to disgrace him. Allah Almighty was with him. And the one who was declared as one of his chosen person, there is no point of fear for those people who are following him. And people should not be worried at all about any situation that may happen. At the time of Uhud, in spite of the fact that also the Muslims were just on the retreat and they had lot of loss as well, but the enemy could not be declared the victor. And ultimately at the end, Allahu Ala Wajal, that declaration was right, that Allah is the highest. And this declaration has been made by Allah Almighty in this age and time for His beloved one, the promised Messiah. So therefore, we who are believing in Him, there is no need for us to get worried about all these temporary difficulties and obstacles. Recently, the Arabs also had to go through this anxiety, and the reason was of that was that some Arab governments, because of the fear of the mullahs and the Christian, and looking at the progress of Ahmadiyyat and the strength of Ahmadiyyat, and also one reason was the burning into the fire of jealousy, and the transmission of the Ahmadiyya satellite on Nilesat. It used to go on the Nilesat. That was there was a stop put to that one. And as they did not have any courtesy in this matter, and they just simply stopped that, and the Ahmadi Arabs and other non-Ahmadi Arabs, they wrote to me and to the management in MTA that how these people have stopped your transmission on that channel. We told them that we will try to resume it as soon as possible. And today from my sermon, they would have come to know why all this thing happened. Actually, these weak governments, actually under the pressure of the mullahs, actually they tried to stop this transmission on Nilesat. Because in some Arab countries, the opposition was there from some Christian missionaries. And they also put their pressure that this transmission should be stopped because it is adversely affecting Christians. Anyway, their case is with Allah, and if they have opposed those people who are the people of Allah, then we submit to Allah, who has got all the power, and that Aziz God, the one who has got all the power, who is mighty, he announces, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. This is the announcement of Allah. That they try to do something, and Allah Almighty is also planning His own way, and Allah Almighty planned in His own way, and Allah Almighty is the best of all the planners. So before as well, during the time of the first Messiah, the efforts were made like that, and now against the efforts are being made against the Messiah of the Muhammad. So Hazur says that these difficulties which are being created in our way, Allah Almighty will remove those. This is the job of Allah Almighty. He will remove that, and Allah Almighty plans in such a way that we cannot even understand. And and the plan of Allah Almighty is that for a few hours or for one day they arranged a substitute arrangement, made a substitute arrangement, but in response to this effort that they did, we have actually put us in touch with a European satellite for which we were trying in the past but was not successful. But now we are in touch with that European satellite. There was no space which we could take. But after this problem which they have created, then Allah Almighty arranged us to have a contact with this one. And the satellite which they discontinued, the approach of this was limited in some circle, and now the approach of this satellite is far wider and far bigger. And those people who were saying that we cannot see MTL Arabia, so now through this new satellite, by the grace of Allah, this shortcoming that the program was not being seen in some areas, that will also be fulfilled. And these are all the ways of Allah. He is the one who always, whose promises are always true promises. And these difficulties will come, and the people, the jealous people, they will try their utmost, but nobody should ever feel any despair or disappointment, and they should not be losing their heart by looking at these problems which come their way. They should always be submitting to Allah Almighty. They should pay more attention to prayers, and they should beautify their prayers, and offer, discharge their responsibilities and offer nawafil, because it is the prayers and the worship which are actually going to help us in all our objectives, and they are going to help us. So always keep your tongues busy in the remembrance of Allah, and through that inshallah the doors of our victories are going to be opened. So this is the main point which every Ahmadi should always remember at each and every moment. Nowadays the 100 years of Khilafat Ahmadiyya are now coming close. When the Ahmadis are planning for the celebrations, the jealous people, they are trying more than ever before to harm us. So in this jealousy, they are some of them would be trying to cause us the harm that this Khilafat has been taken away from us and these people have taken it. So these opponents sometime declare this point openly. The other Muslims, they declared it openly that without Khilafat we cannot be successful, and their articles and their newspapers are filled with the subject. Every now and then there is a statement. I just brought one passage which I would like to. Mufti Habibur Rahman Sahib has Darkhasti has mentioned that institution of Khilafat, the institution of Islamic Khilafat, there is no greater arrangement system like that. And how is it possible to have that without being unified at one platform? And the Muslims, this condition through which they are passing, that situation has deprived the Muslims from this blessing. And in this situation they should do the same thing for through which, by offering the sacrifice, they got Pakistan. And that sacrifice was given for this reason, for this purpose, that they would get a free country where they would be able to live according to Islam. That we will get a free country where we will be able to establish the Islamic government, which will be and there would be the punishment of cheating there, but actually now there is no punishment being given. And the secret of all this blessing and progress is in Khilafat. This is the statement of this non-Ahmadi Mullah. Huzur says, I wish that these people now, they should leave their stubborn attitude, and they should come and believe that Imam of the age, about which the promise was that Imam Mahdi would come, and after him the institution of Khilafat will be established. The one they are waiting for has already come, and through him the institution of Khilafat has been established. And there is no new Khilafat, the system of Khilafat is going to be established after that. Whatever effort they may do, It can't take place. So the Ahmadis, when they are praying for themselves that Allah Almighty should protect them and make us steadfast, they should also always attach to this community of the promised Messiah Salatu Islam, which came according to the promises of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also they should pray for these people that may Allah enable them that they should also come and be united with this promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi. May it be like that. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.